I don't think this is going to come as a news flash to anybody who's been around very long, but the difference between men and women, it's not just biological. Yeah. I mean, think, for example, of the difference between how a man and woman tell a story or relate an incident. The man sort of, you know, skims the surface, gives you the 30,000 feet view of things. And usually he can't even remember a lot of details. I mean, I often had to ask my wife, when did that happen? Where were we? Who were we with again? Now, when a woman tells the same story, we get the color of the drapes and the weather forecast for the day and the expressions people had on their faces. And the man's going, okay, so what's the point? Where is this going? Actually, this underscores an important difference between men and women, one that I think God actually designed. And the sooner we understand it, the sooner we will really appreciate each other. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about man's forest and woman's trees. Now, our word for today from the Word of God goes back to the very creation of man and woman. Genesis 2, verse 15. Notice what man's assignment was. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Adam, run the garden. Hey, that's no small job. He's got a big challenge. God has set him up to deal with the big picture. Now notice the creation of woman only a few verses later. It says, the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the air, the beasts of the field. Okay, he's busy running the big operation. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And then the Lord God made a woman. Well, I'm personally very glad he did. And it says, he made her from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Now notice, he's created Eve now, not to run the garden, but with a focused concern. In this case, her concern is to be largely Adam. He would care about the big picture. She would care about the details. He would see the forest or the garden, and she would see the trees. And you know, it's still that way today. And we really need each other's perspective. See, if a man doesn't have a woman's perspective, he tends to trample over people without even knowing it. Well, he's pursuing his conquest, his big deal. And a man without a woman, he misses the journey because all he can see is the destination. He doesn't see the problems until they're a crisis, maybe too late to deal with. A woman tends to see them sooner and soon enough to solve them. But see, if a woman doesn't have a man's perspective, well, she could be overwhelmed with worry over the details. She could tend to overreact to a bad situation because she's so close to it, to panic, maybe even make short-sighted decisions. But man, it's dynamite when you put the two perspectives together. A man has this objective distance, and he's able to say, honey, come over here and let's look at the whole forest, and we'll probably make a better decision and better choices. Created by God for that big picture, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then you put that with a woman's sensitive closeness, where she says, honey, come over here. Did you notice that there are trees dying and falling down in the forest? You got to come and look at the smaller picture with me. Because if more of these trees die, they ain't going to be a forest anymore. See, you put us together, we got the whole story, the genius of our Creator. Let's celebrate the fact that we're different. She needs to see his forest, and he needs to see her trees.
Your Hope Story is the name of the new online video series for individuals and small groups, how your story can change their story forever. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.